In 2004, the Department of Juvenile Justice split the cost of detaining juvenile offenders with Florida counties. It required the counties to pay for the period during the trial, while DJJ would cover everything afterward. But situations with repeat offenders who are awaiting a new trial while still occupying the post-trial period from their last offense were never properly defined, and according to Brian Deloge, a Leon County commissioner, counties say the department is taking advantage of them and using the vague rule as a cover.
We feel pretty strongly we have been overpaying for a number of years, and so there's been a number of lawsuits to try and clarify that.
Craig Mosteller, communications director for the Florida Association of Counties, is relieved that the latest lawsuit succeeded.
DJJ has once again shown, and the judge has yet again ruled, that their haphazard approach to rulemaking is flawed and incorrect. And we have been dealing with a statute now for 11 years that DJJ has yet to interpret appropriately according to the judicial system.
On Wednesday, Administrative Law Judge W. David Watkins ruled the latest DJJ rule change, quote, constitutes an invalid exercise of delegated authority. The DJJ has spent years revising and tweaking its rules, and Deloge says that inconsistency only adds to the problem.
When the rules change all the time or there's kind of a moving target, it's very difficult for us as counties to budget going forward and try and figure out, well, how much will we pay, or could we pay, or are we responsible for paying?
Meanwhile, a pair of bills in the House and Senate that were meant to address this conflict have been stalled in the legislature, gathering dust and cobwebs since earlier this month. The bills proposed DJJ and the counties split the bill 57-43. And while Mosteller says she'd like to see it go 50-50, she's happy to see a concrete number.
Well, I mean, first I tell you that we're cautiously optimistic. While neither bill is where we would like to see it, the entire budget is stalled. So at this point, because this has a budget and appropriation that would be attached to it, you know, we're certainly going to continue to wait and see how the process plays out.
There's barely a week left in legislative session, and the current budget stalemate means this might still be a no-go. But the counties have been playing the game of whack-a-rule for 11 years, and they hope next year will be the one. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.